Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. And if you're interested in the series of interviews I've been doing in my podcast, and any articles and material written on visit reports and essays regarding facilities for struggling teens, young people, go to www.strugglingteens.com. Struggling teens is one word and plural. Now, today we're going to talk about mentoring. And I have on the phone Austin Osuch. Austin, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Long.
All right. Well, the topic is why you should choose mentoring for your child. And Austin is heading up for the Bowden Group, a mentoring program, and that's in Northern California. And it's been going just a few months, so we're going to find out how it's going and what it consists of. And first off, what is mentoring? How do you define mentoring?
Well, I define mentoring as, you know, someone that's a positive role model, that's also, you know, an unbiased third party that's a part of the treatment team. You know, they feel like a friend, but they're also a professional resource for the kid to have and be there and to guide them in the right direction, you know, whether that's with school or jobs or extracurricular activities, just someone that's going to be there and encourage them and push them in the right direction.
Okay. So, and you're currently working only with boys, is that right? Teenage boys?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Who needs a mentor? I know mentoring, a mentor could help everybody, and everybody one way or another gets a mentor. But who needs a mentor? What kind of kids need a mentor that's, you know, a professional such as yourself?
Well, mainly I've been working with kids that are coming back from, you know, treatment programs like a therapeutic boarding school or a residential treatment center, and I'm helping them transition home, you know, being that I've been to one of those programs before. About 6 or 7 years ago, I went to a wilderness and a therapeutic boarding school myself. I'm familiar with the stuff, and I'm familiar with the transition and how hard it is to go from a program like that back to your day-to-day life. So I'm there to help those kids. I'm also there to help kids that are struggling and have not gotten to the point yet of that need residential treatment or a therapeutic boarding school or wilderness. So I'm there for them as well and helping them, you know, structure their days and their lives, getting them involved in, you know, activities and keeping them from being bored and getting in trouble.
All right. So you might be considered part of the aftercare team that programs sometimes like to put together.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. That's a good way to put it. Now, you also work, I understand, with boys that maybe parents are thinking about residential but want to make it one last chance to see if this wouldn't help them get them turned around so they don't have to go off to a residential program, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so you work mostly with boys, and let's talk about some of the ones that you've worked with, one that comes to mind. What was the problem? What was the issues, behavioral issues that had been going on? If it just come, that was a part of the aftercare, and what the results?
Sure. Yeah, so I've only been doing this for about 2 months. So I'd say one of the first kids I started working with, he went to a therapeutic boarding school and was transitioning home. And I think he was home for about 2 or 3 weeks before I started, you know, doing some mentoring stuff. And, you know, his mom came into our office, and his parents are divorced, so he was lacking that positive male role model in his life. So his mom came into our office and Doug explained what I did and was able to match me up with him, and he came in here and we, you know, we connected fairly easily. We had a lot of things in common and stuff like that. So we went on, and he was struggling with motivation and finishing an EMT program that he had started, and, you know, he only had one semester left with that. So I was really there just to push him along that and really encourage him to finish what he started. And so, you know, he's in his last semester of getting that done. You know, we got him a job. I helped him look for a job and apply for a job, create a resume and a cover letter, and get creative and getting in there and getting it to the right people. So, you know, we got him a job and all that stuff. So, you know, just recently I actually had him come back to one of our parent groups and kind of share his transition home with a lot of parents that are about to start experiencing the same thing with their kids. And, you know, he just mentioned it was very comfortable to have, you know, someone that felt like a friend that was there pushing him along the way, that wasn't his parents, in his ear, blaring in his ear. And so he didn't have that conflict at home. He got to preserve the relationship with his mom and really, you know, come in, work at my office or work with me and get in his business handled.
All right. It sounds like you found the good combination that works for this boy. Now, do you get some of this stuff to where, you know, personal issues that any teenage boy would have? Was how do you deal with girls? Various types of things. How do you act in a party? Which fork do you pick up first? Or anything like that? You get anything like that?
I get stuff like that all the time, and I think that I think it's good that having been only around here for about 23 years on this earth, I'm pretty familiar with that stuff and the new generation. And so, yeah, you know, I get those kind of questions all the time, or how to deal with a breakup or something like that. I get that stuff all the time. And I think they take it in pretty well. I think, hearing it from someone that's, you know, closer to their age versus, you know, their parents, their dads, or even a therapist that's older, I think that they're more inclined to listen when it's someone that's closer to their age that can relate to them.
And I imagine it'd be very, very important, that type of thing, those incidental little details would be very important to developing a relationship, because if they have an issue and you're easy to talk to and you have some thoughts that might be helpful, I would think that would make a bond.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, well, what are the plans? You've been doing it for a couple months. This is new. You've already got 7 kids, and I think you'd said at one point that a lot of calls are increasing. So what are the plans for the future for this mentoring you're doing?
Well, we're doing this thing really organically. You know, we're just taking it one day at a time, and right now I can manage the caseload I have. And so we're just, you know, going slow. As soon as I can't manage a caseload and it becomes that we have too many inquiries or too many clients that we need to bring someone new on the team, we'll do that. And I'm working with Doug Bowden right now on creating an expansion plan for that.
All right. Well, we're getting close to the amount of time. So if somebody had a question, first off, for a parent, what would be the first thing that comes to mind would be advice to yourself or advice to them of how they could try to do this or try to set this up? That's a pretty open-ended question,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if they're looking for a positive male role model or someone that can, you know, just hold their kid accountable and take a little bit of stress off their shoulders, our phone lines are open. I can give you our phone number. It's 650-937-1111, or email us at info@thebowdengroup.com, all one word. Or find us online at www.thebowdengroup.com. And, they can just give me a call and we could set up a time to chat. Or, they, you know, if they're local to the Northern California area, they can come in and meet me face-to-face. And we could go from there.
All right. Well, that's good. I hope some listeners do contact you and need some of this. We've about run out of time. That this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. And thank you very much, Austin. We've been talking with Austin Osuch, the head of the mentoring program at the Bowden Group. And thank you very much, and good to have you here.
Thanks again for having me, Lon.
This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report.